Hello and welcome to the France 24 interview. Our guest today is Chrysoula Zakharopoulou. She is the French Minister of State for Development, Francophony and International Partnerships. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
On June 27, a police officer shot and killed a 17-year-old during a traffic stop near Paris, unleashing days of riots across the country, even forcing President Macron to cancel a visit to Germany. The situation has since calmed down. So first, very factual question. Do you think that this wave of violence is now over here in France?
First of all, I'd like to say the emotion of the French people and the shock after the death of this young boy of 70 years old. And what it happened, it is absolutely unacceptable and unforgivable, as President Macron said. Now, the justice has to make the job, and, you know, we have the chance to live in a country where the rule of law exists, the law is law for everybody, so the second challenge was to restore the order, the calm, the appeasement of the society, and we achieve to have this calm now and this order. And we have to work all together to find the solutions.
Right. What has seemed to change after the emotion and the reaction is that we've seen attacks against elected officials, especially about mayors. Do you think this has shifted public opinion from the emotion around the killing of this youngster to an attack against some symbols of the French Republic?
You know, I think that all of us were surprised and worried to see young boys and girls of 12, 13 years old to attack, as you said, Republic symbols like schools, like city halls, burning cars, stalling the store, the shops. That means that this has nothing to do with the death of this young boy. But we have to think that this is a message or maybe a sign that the youth wants something to tell us, to all of us, to mayors, to the government, to the citizens. And it is what I saw all around the world. You know, because of my portfolio, I traveled for more than 50 countries, and I speak very, very often with the youth. You know, they are angry. They have this feeling of fear, what is going to happen about their lives. And after all this crisis, after the COVID, that we know that they suffered, we have to see what, we have to listen to them. What do they want? But we have this chance to have them, and we have to help them, you know, to be part of our society.
Right. We've heard criticism about France's handling of the situation. The European Justice Commissioner, Didier Reinders, said this week, quote, "Every time there is a very high level of violence in France, we really need to have a reflection about how to organize policing." He cited the Yellow Vest crisis, demonstration against the pension reform, and obviously the recent events. What is your reaction to this criticism from the EU commissioner in charge of justice?
I cannot accept that people say that the police is a violent institution. We cannot blame the police. And, you know, I'm a daughter of a policeman. I know that it's a difficult work. It is, there are men and women behind this uniform who sacrifice their lives for us. They sacrifice their lives to protect us from violence. of course, there are humans. And some of them, in a difficult moment, can make mistakes.
So there's no systemic racism in the French police?
Absolutely no. And this, I cannot accept this.
Right, because there was also criticism from the United Nations Human Rights Office. They said they're very concerned. And quote unquote, the spokesperson said, this is the moment for the country to seriously address the deep issues of racism and discrimination in law enforcement, the EU, the UN. Why are you not accepting any of this criticism?
I don't accept that my country, that France, is a racist country, because it is not true. And I can tell you that our society, as some politician, they try, you know, to promote the xenophobia, these ideas of racism that I totally disagree. I'm an example. I was born in Greece. I became French. And President Macron appointed me as minister because he promotes the diversity, he promotes this integration, he promotes this richness of diversity. So I cannot accept the word racism.
Right. What is a fact is that the French president, first of all, had to cancel the visit of King Charles here because there were the demonstrations against the pension system. He was forced to cancel a state visit to Germany. France is hosting the Olympic Games in exactly 1 year. There was a few months ago the final game of the Football Champions League, which was a massive chaos around Paris. So there are serious questions. France seems unable to manage, control events when there is violence or when there are lots of people. The Olympic Games with a big question mark.
The question of cancellation, as you said, of the visit, it is something that I'd like to explain. Can you imagine if President Macron had left France, he had gone to Germany? There are the moments when there are domestic challenges, and President Macron, of course, he wanted to stay here.
So it's not a sign of panic?
No, this is a question of priorities. And of course, we spoke with our colleagues of Germany. I spoke with my colleague. That is, it is normal when there are some difficult situation between partners. Is we can understand, because it is not a French phenomenon. It is all around the world. You can observe that democracies have now this kind of problems that we have to think about the solution. So regarding the Olympic Games, our country is used to organize very big events. And I can ensure here that all the organizing team is working for the best organization and for the... we guarantee...
You're not worried?
No.
Despite the fiasco of the
Champions
League? No,
I don't worry. I know what is how they are working. I know that the question of safety and security is key, not only for the Olympic Games in France, but all around the world. And just 2 weeks ago, we had a big summit here in Paris, and more than 50 heads of state were here. The organization was perfect. The security, the safety of them was perfect. So...
You're not worried. I know you mentioned traveling a lot. You go a lot to Africa, and there's a big question also about anti-French sentiment in Africa. The French government often says, oh, it's Russian information warfare, Russian disinformation. But isn't this a bit too easy of an excuse?
First of all, we don't say that.
Well, I've heard the president say that.
No, the President Macron, since 2017, he puts at the core of his foreign agenda the relationship between France and the countries of the African continent, and not only Francophones, but also Anglophones, all the countries. So I went so many times, more than 20 countries in Africa. I visit also in difficult, we can say, situation, like in Burkina Faso. There are a history with the Francophone countries, as you know. There are some feelings of the past that we have to try to change. But we have also to understand that the African continent is a dynamic, a young continent who has a very important role.
France is not losing ground in Africa.
I don't think that we're losing, but we are changing our behavior. We're changing our way, our method to work. And I see that, for example, I go very often to Anglophone countries. They absolutely want to work with us. They want a different partnership, you know, economic, scientific partnership, cultural partnership. So there is a new way to see Africa also here in France. Africa is changed. We have to change also.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Minister. That's all we have time for. Thank you all for watching this interview here on France 24, and stay tuned for more news.